As fall's moving in, that is, of course, the holiday season. A little public service announcement. We'd like to make sure everyone gets through the holidays safely. No injuries. The number one injury in America for homeowners. Anybody?
Ladders.
Very good.
Mike.
That was a tie. Oh,
there, thank you.
You get four dings on that one. Ladders. I mean, it's not hard to understand why. If you have a fiberglass one, and it's something that you've kept outside, you know, look at that. That fading in that fiberglass, that can be a sign that...
Structural degradation.
Absolutely.
Yep.
That color fading. And if you see the fiberglass especially...
And you know what? The other side of that coin
all
is not only safety,
fibers
all
on
those
there.
Little fibers, and you're carrying the ladder around, and they stick in your
splinters.
Hands and your arms. Oh, man.
That's not fun.
It's pretty uncomfortable for days. So.
And it's not an expensive tool to replace.
It's a lot less expensive than a trip to the emergency room.
Absolutely.
You know, you can buy a really nice ladder for $150. You can't even walk in the front door in an emergency room for $150. So throw it away.
And most of these, you know, there's a couple different types of ladders. You've got your extension ladders that, generally speaking, not a whole lot of application for a homeowner to have an extension ladder. That's where you've got two
sections.
Then one you push straight up. Unless you're getting on your roof a lot and you've got something that's very high with a parapet, you know, most homeowners don't have a whole lot of reason to get up, especially if it's a tile roof.
Exactly. You don't want to be walking around on them anyway.
So. With nothing to grab on or be secure. So usually it's an A-frame ladder. If you can go steel, we would push you to go aluminum. Either way, a metal material. I'm not knocking fiberglass. In fact, I think I have two.
Well,
a 6 foot and an 8 foot.
Homeowners, you know, I would recommend a good solid aluminum ladder because of its durability and its longevity. Electricians in the trades like fiberglass because they're non-conductive working around electricity.
Mm-hmm.
So those, you know, there's a safety factor there. But again, get back to the maintenance and the care of the fiberglass. They do, you know, you do need to pay attention to them. You're going to leave an aluminum ladder laying around in the yard for a long time without it, you know, suffering any damage, but fiberglass, not so much.
Now, there are ladders that have, we talked about the extension ladders that are two sections. There's folding ladders that have four sections, so you can do multiple things with it. You can make it completely straight,
mm-hmm.
and that would be your extension ladder. You could take the first and the fourth section and bend them at about a 35 degrees, and that could be almost like a scaffolding.
Like a scaffold
you could
plank,
put
yeah. mm-hmm.
a piece of plywood or OSB on that and secure it down and use that for walking on a plank. If you were going around your house doing lighting around your fascia, you know, you could get three or four nailed and strung there,
mm-hmm.
get down, move it, instead of having to stand on an A-frame and lean far one way and lean far the other way.
And that's where the falls take place.
A lot of times.
You know, you're on unstable ground or uneven ground and you lean a little bit. If your belt buckle passes the center of the ladder, you're in jeopardy of a fall. So
say that one more time.
If the belt buckle if your belt buckle
mm-hmm.
passes the center line of the ladder, left or right, if you lean to the left or right any farther than your belt buckle, then you're subject to a fall. And if you're on uneven or unstable ground, you might not even have to go that far.
So. Well, if you start walking up it, immediately you're going to feel that not all four legs, not all four are touching, you'll know right away.
Get back down.
Get back down, exactly.
Take 30 seconds, make sure the ladder is secure, safe for the work that you're going to be doing off of it, you know.
And given enough time, you know, a minute or two to work it out, you'll find the right way to put that ladder. A lot of times people on an A-frame won't push it to where it locks
mm-hmm.
because that back leg, they're up against the wall and they don't have room. Well, I've only got a little bit to do right here. I'll be up and down. You know what? There's a way to, you know, get those legs all the way extended, get those arms locked, and you'll figure it out.
You know, you and I have done a lot of work for Habitat for Humanity, volunteered on a lot of their houses, and one of the things that gets most volunteers at Habitat for Humanity and the work that, blessed work that they do, is people, and they have hundreds of ladders, and everybody at the start of the day grabs a ladder and leaving tools on the top step, leaving a hammer on the top step or a pair of pliers.
Someone else to come along and
somebody
grab
else
it.
Grab that ladder and tilt it just a little bit, and that tool falls off and hits them on the top of the head. It happens more often. So just just be careful.
Advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.